Kat Thomas with Cumulus Media is on site, a reporter in Las Vegas, and we've got Kat on the line. Kat, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Obviously, we've been telling everything that we can gather from network and other reports and talk to some folks this morning who are experts in weapons and so on. Tell us what the latest is from Vegas.
Well, it's obviously just a horrific scene here. About 10 p.m. last night, Stephen Paddock on the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay opened fire across the street into 30,000 people attending the Route 91 Country Festival. Metro, what people don't understand is the response time was amazing here. Metro has a substation right there on the corner by Mandalay Bay, so they were able to get up there. They found multiple weapons in his room. So had they have not got on site, who knows how long the barrage would have went on. They did find his female person of interest, his partner Mary Lou Pankey. Metro had been looking for her all night. They released on their Twitter the cars that she could possibly be driving as of about 15, 20 minutes ago. They've found her. She's a person of interest. They have not gone on and said anything about her allegedly being an accomplice or anything of that sort, but she was a person of interest, and they have found her and brought her in for questioning as well. Around midnight last night, the death toll was around 18. That is up over 50, or up to 50 now. 200 wounded, so the death toll could rise. And what happened last night, too, is paint a picture for you. Mandalay Bay overlooks, right across the street, this big open 15-acre venue that they have. And there were 30,000 people there for the Jason Aldean. Right behind that is McCarran International Airport. They actually had to shut down the airport for a portion last night. They're going to reopen it with regular flights this morning because the fear at that time, not knowing what was going on, is there could be shots taken at airplanes or people flying in and out. As well, because it is less than a mile away from the actual Mandalay Bay site. So they had to close and divert flights last night from McCarran International Airport. Two of the officers that engaged were wounded. One is out of surgery and said to survive. The other only had minor injuries. And one other thing, because Las Vegas is such a tourist destination, want to remind people, if you had friends or family who travel here or came here for the concert, there is a family and friends line to get updates on your loved ones if you need so at 866-535-5654. Really, that's about where we're at right now in Las Vegas. The investigation is ongoing. They've moved everybody about a mile south. They've opened all other hotels and casinos on the Strip with the exception of Mandalay Bay, and that is still closed down as it is a crime scene investigation.
And is the street itself, the Strip itself, closed at Mandalay Bay?
Yes, it is. They've okay. closed it off at Russell and Mandalay Bay. That area is still closed. They had it closed from Flamingo all the way down to Sunset, which is about a two-mile portion of the Strip. A lot of people were running north up to the Tropicana and the MGM to escape the gunfire because it was coming from the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay, which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
Kat Thomas in Vegas, we appreciate you very much being with us this morning. Thank you.